I think it's easier for us as Catholics in America to assimilate and to bring politics and political terms into the church instead of bringing the power of the gospel into the world. We see this over and over again when we at Catholics often call each other out at conservatives and liberal Catholics. We call each other and label each other, and we condemn each other on what the other side isn't doing or what the other side is too hypercritical about. But all those finger pointing at the end of the day is full of self-righteousness. And we see this in our in Jesus' own time, that among his own disciples, there were different opinions of who he was and what they would like to receive from him. And of course, that's where all the different charism, blessings and limitations come in. The Lord sees that, he knows that, and he was able to be content with choosing his disciples and the apostles, even in their weaknesses. And even now, we see the diverse opinions that are there in the church. And of course, sometimes we allow these different opinions to deter us, divide us, and turn us against one another. And we lose focus on what we call the deposit of faith. What is truly essential for salvation is the knowledge of Jesus Christ, and by the receiving his mercy, his grace, his justice through the sacraments. And then we need to take the time to truly understand what the church teaches according to the catechism, through the tradition, and also through her social teachings. It's important that we do not just pick and choose what we would like to fit our own worldview, our own politics, our own agenda, and said that you can only be a real Catholic if you do this, if you do that. At the end of the day, perhaps we are the ones who push people away instead of allowing Jesus to work in them and through them. And that's what St. Paul said to us today in the first reading in his letter to the Galatians itself. There's only one gospel being preached, and that is the gospel of Jesus Christ, the gospel that will set us free, the gospel that will liberate us. And anyone else who preach a wrong gospel will be condemned within him or herself. Don't worry about this and that. Let the teachers of the church take care of that. The priests, the bishops, and the Holy Father. And if they teach anything wrong that do not please you, let God take care of that. And you and I live our faith. It's important that we always allow the joy of the gospel to permeate us, to change us first. And today we also celebrate the optional memorial of St. Faustina Kowalska, the purveyor of the popular devotion of Divine Mercy to us. St. Faustina gave us, in the darkness of her own time, in a world, in the day and age, where the world was filled with many turbulence, many darkness at that time. The World War II, the Cold War, and all these things that were happening, and it seems like the world was truly coming to an end, and there were so much divisiveness that are there. Yet Jesus appeared to her and tell her that even in the midst of all these evils, his divine mercy will continue to shine forth. His divine mercy will continue to overcome all these evils. Do we believe in the divine mercy of God because he had been merciful to us first, or are we still worrying about what other people and how they do not live up to our expectation? Let God take care of his judgment and his commandment to us, for we are being called to love one another, to go out of beyond what we have set at laws and rules for ourselves, to truly care for our neighbor and allow the grace of God to change him or her therein. We heard in the gospel reading today, Jesus said very clearly, who is one real neighbor? It's the one who stepped beyond all these rules and all these things to truly care, to truly love, to truly live, and to truly embrace the other person, even though he or she might be different than us, even though he or she might possess signs that we do not like. But we care and allow the grace of God to change him and her therein. So through the intercession of Saint Faustina, may we remember that the mercy of Christ will vindicate all evil, and we ourselves are called to be merciful in our words and in our actions.